All right. So that's a peppy song for a team not in a peppy mood right now, having lost last night to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Let's get a reaction on all of this from Trevor Maddish, WML's Redskins analyst. Trevor, good morning. And as you assess yesterday's game, it seemed that the one thing that people have all looked at is the amount of turnovers we saw the Redskins give up yesterday.
Yep, they gave up 4 turnovers, 3 of them by Cousins, and 1 of them on a muff punt. It was a game that from the beginning looked like the Redskins offense didn't want to win. I mean, this script was completely flipped. Last year, the defense struggled, but the offense was so good that they made up for a lot of the defense's inadequacies. In this opener, the defense wasn't perfect, but they played pretty well with very little offensive support, and the offense looked as awful in the opener as it did in the preseason games, and that is to be expected.
Yeah, that was sort of the question mark, I thought, was, you know, whether or not they were going to improve at all. You say it was expected. As you assess it, have they made much improvement during the preseason?
No. The preseason, they showed no chemistry at all. The preseason, for example, Terrell Pryor, a wide receiver, only caught 2 passes. That's it. He's the new guy, the big guy, the guy they expected to be the deep threat to replace DeSean Jackson going deep down the field, and yet he and Cousins in preseason games only managed to have 2 completions, 2 in 3 preseason games that they played, parts of those preseason games. And in this game, he caught 6 passes, but they targeted him 11 times. And this game is marked more by the missed opportunities between Cousins and Pryor than by the connections.
Can you compare Carson Wentz, though, versus Kirk Cousins?
Carson Wentz is, Carson Wentz, I think, has more upside. Carson Wentz has more star power. Cousins has more reliability and predictability when everything around him is going properly. And we saw Carson Wentz use that star power, that physical charisma. He's a big guy. And the Redskins' defense had him sacked a couple of times. I mean, their hands on him, he was going to be sacked. But then somehow he was able to pull a Ben Roethlisberger and beast his way out of the sack, extend the play out to the side, and then hit massive completions down the field. And so he has that physical ability. Cousins doesn't have that physical ability. But in fairness to Cousins, other than Ben Roethlisberger, there are very few quarterbacks in the NFL that have that kind of physical ability that he showed to actually break tackles in the pocket and then move out and extend the play.
You know, yesterday's game wasn't necessarily defined by this play, but a huge play happening in the final 2 minutes of the game as what apparently was an incomplete pass by all replays coming out of Kirk Cousins' arm was given a fumble and a return for a touchdown for the Eagles. What happened there?
Well, what happened was the Redskins now needed a touchdown to win. And we're less than 2 minutes to go in the game. So it's clear that the Redskins have to pass, and it's clear that the pass rush is going to come after him with a fury. And boy, did it. And one of their guys came around the corner, around the right side, and his Cousins was starting his throwing motion, starting to throw the ball, he hit Cousins' arm. Now, Cousins was certain that his hand was coming forward, which would have made it an incomplete pass, and the Redskins would have had just another opportunity, lined up for the next down. But the officials on the field made the correct call. It was close, so they let the play continue to run. They called it a fumble on the field, because what if they would have been wrong and said it was an incomplete pass when it really was a fumble? Well, you take away the opportunity for them to scoop it up and score a touchdown on defense like they did. So they did the right thing on the field. The problem for the Redskins is that the protocol for instant replay is that you need to have unequivocal video evidence. It has to be clear and convincing proof that the call was wrong in order to overturn it. And the officials said that even though everybody on the field, including the Philadelphia Eagles involved in the play, everybody on the field that was playing thought that it was an incomplete pass. They thought Cousins' hand was coming forward before that ball was knocked out. But the officials in the replay booth said that the video looks that they had didn't show that conclusively.
It's nonsense. It's nonsense.
So
I'm looking, Trevor, I'm looking at the ball. The ball is out of Kirk Cousins' hand. It's actually left his hand by the time it's swatted down in the replay.
Right.
So it's the concept that he wasn't throwing the ball yet is nonsense. Not an excuse for the Redskins' loss yesterday. They had plenty of other reasons for that, but that was a sad way to end the game, and it's always bad to see something that's outside of your own performance dictate that.
But here's what's appropriate for it to end that way for the Redskins. It ended with a pressure in the pocket that never should have happened. They should have blocked better.
That's right.
And Cousins should have been aware of that guy coming around the corner and stepped up better. And so that still was a Redskins problem.
All right, well, we'll check back in with you, Trevor, as they take on the Rams next weekend and get an assessment and hopefully a more glowing assessment of the Redskins' performance as they head into Week 2. Thank you, sir.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Appreciate having you here. 6:43 now on WMAL.